Nolte, as Democrat-run cities go to hell, life remains safe and clean in Magaland. By John Nolte on March 29, 2021. If we could remove Democrat-run cities from America, America would no longer have gun violence or hate crime or mass shooting or homeless or violent crime or policing or pollution crises. I'm not saying America would be perfect. What I am saying is that the crises would go away. In other words, the only thing stopping America from being a safe and clean country where we all live together without any racial tensions are these shithole cities where Democrats are in charge. All the terrible problems the Democrat Party and their media allies go on and on and on about. Racism, gun violence, policing, etc. Those problems happen almost exclusively in Democrat-run cities. Democrats and the corporate media attack Trump's supporters as violent and racist and anti-environment. And yet out where we all live, out here in rural America, out here in Magaland, most of us own guns and yet, we have no gun violence crises. Oh, and our air and water and streets are safe and clean and we have no racial tensions. We have other problems, sure. The poverty rate in my rural county is higher than the poverty rate in Baltimore. But we have almost none of the violence that plagues Baltimore. Rural America also has issues involving drug abuse. But rural America has none of the murder and violence that comes with drug abuse in the shithole cities where Democrats are in charge. Look at this weekend. While rural America enjoyed peace and quiet and brotherhood, in these shithole cities where Democrats run things, life continued to be a hell of violence, homelessness, and racism. In Democrat-run Washington, D.C., a 15-year-old girl and a 13-year-old girl were charged with the felony murder of Muhammad Anwar. Some poor, innocent guy just trying to make a living in a Democrat shithole city. This allegedly happened during an alleged carjacking that reportedly involved torture with an alleged taser. Carjackings in Democrat-run D.C. are up 350% this year. And that's after a 150% increase last year. And what's the Democrat mayor of D.C.'s idea to solve this problem? Blame the victims. Meanwhile, in Democrat-run Chicago, 30 people were shot over the weekend. 30. In one city. Over one weekend. 3 died. How would you like to live in Democrat-run Oregon? Where the left-wing domestic terrorists in Antifa are allowed to spread terror without fear of penalty. Oh, and things are so bad in Baltimore, Maryland. A shithole run exclusively by Democrats since 1967. The city has given up entirely prosecuting certain crimes. If you thought things were bad in Baltimore before, people can feel free to cherry-pick the occasional violence and shootings that happen in rural America. No one is saying those exceptions do not happen in Magaland, but they are exceptions, not the norm. Nothing, however, changes the fact that 90-95% of the time, when there's a hate crime or gun violence or violent crime or riots or racial strife or bad policing, it is where Democrats are in charge. And in many cases, Democrats have enjoyed a monopoly of political power in those shithole cities for decades. So, dear Democrats, instead of blaming us Trumptards for all of your problems, maybe you should be asking us for advice on how to live. Because life is sweet and clean and safe and serene out here in Magaland. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.